Bill Singer is a scout for the Washington Nationals. He arrived at Kauffman Stadium early yesterday to check out batting practice before the Futures game, a game that featured the top prospects in the minor leagues. He took a seat in the upper portion of the stands in the shade because the gates had not yet been opened for the public. In 1973, while pitching for the California Angels at the time, Singer was on the mound for the All-Star game in Kansas City. He gave up home runs to Bobby Bonds, the father of Barry Bonds, and Johnny Bench.
It was disappointing, obviously, two home runs and two innings, and especially the fact that I usually had good luck against both Bonds and Bench, so it's kind of a double whammy there that I wasn't used to.
If you ask those who attended the game in 1973, they won't forget those home runs, especially anyone sitting in the left field stands like Bill Althaus, now a sports writer for the Independence Examiner, but a freshman at the time in college.
I think I was sitting as far as you could go down the left field line and about as high, so it was the definition of nosebleed, and I didn't care at all. I just wanted to be in there and experience it.
And John Dotteridge, a junior high student at the time who now works in Rockhurst University Athletics.
I sat down the left field line in the lower level with my younger brother, and I guess the one play I remember is the Johnny Bench home run.
The Johnny Bench home run was the longest home run ever hit at Kauffman Stadium. Again, Bill Althaus.
I'll never forget that home run because it just created so much electricity, but negative electricity, because it was like, you know, we don't have a chance now.
The National League won the game 7-1. If you ask the same people what pitcher gave up that Johnny Bench tape measure shot, you'll receive answers like this one by Dotteridge.
I'm going to guess Burt Blyleven, but I'm probably wrong. I don't remember.
The pitchers who give up the home runs remember, but if a pitcher didn't give one up, it's another story. Here's Hall of Fame relief pitcher Raleigh Fingers.
If I was on the mound, I would have remembered it, but I don't remember Johnny hitting one.
Fingers played in his first All-Star game in 1973. He was untouched in the inning he pitched, the ninth, against the National League team. You'd never figure a pitcher, even an ex-pitcher, in the Hall of Fame to watch batting practice with interest. But Fingers was around the cage when the celebrities took batting practice, even took a few swings. More odd is a pitcher enjoying a home run derby. But Fingers defies logic there, too.
Pitchers don't usually like to watch them, but, you know, I used to never go out and watch batting practice of the other team when I was playing. But for home run derby, it's fun to watch because you know these guys are just swinging from their hind end trying to hit a ball out.
So Bill Singer can make peace with himself. It seems no one remembers that he gave up the longest home run in Kauffman Stadium history. He wasn't even tagged with the loss in the 1973 All-Star game. Burt Blyleven was. But over and over, if the film footage of the bench home run is replayed on television, Bill Singer is seen on the mound.
That's one way to get on film.
Greg Eklund, KCR News.